Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Today on Radio Gallery, we hear from one of the many filmmakers included in the Free Range Film Festival happening this weekend. Dean Peterson is a filmmaker who got his start in Minneapolis and now is based out of New York. His second feature film, What Children Do, is showing on Saturday night at 9:30. The Free Range Film Festival, all happening in Renshaw, Minnesota, in the barn. And we're so pleased to have Dean Peterson, filmmaker, writer, and director, join us here on Radio Gallery.
My name is Dean Peterson, and I am a film writer and director.
And you have a new film called What Children Do, which is part of the Free Range Film Festival this weekend. Tell us about your journey to this film.
It's my second feature film, and I had been kind of writing it for a while. And I kind of always knew that I wanted to tell a story about two sisters and the kind of complex, intricate relationship that's involved in that. And then I kind of also wanted to just tell a story about sort of home and coming home and, you know, the kind of baggage that's kind of involved with the place you grew up. And so I kind of found that this story was the perfect vehicle for both of them.
So when did this film come out and where has it shown?
We premiered it earlier this year in February, and since then we've played about 10 or 11 film festivals from big cities to small towns in Texas, and it's been a really good response. It's fun to make a movie and then finally get it out into the world and kind of see how people react to it and the things that they take away and connect to. The kind of highlight of the process for me is kind of...
So this film is a comedy. Is that an avenue that you've explored?
Yeah, I would say it's definitely a comedy. It's kind of... I like writing dark comedies. Most of the things that I write, even if they're dealing with serious subject matters, like this movie deals with like death, I'm still never able to take it 100% seriously. So there's always a comedic bent, or it's not wholly dramatic. And it's my nature to kind of pepper my work with comedy, mostly out of inability to completely confront dramatic issues.
Very honest answer there.
I try.
Tell us about your journey to filmmaking.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in Minneapolis, and I kind of started out making little skate videos with my friends, and those kind of evolved into slightly more narrative. Kind of, we started putting in like little skits and stuff, and it kind of just snowballed to making narrative feature films. I remember I broke a couple of my dad's cameras filming skateboarding, and I think at the time he probably was less sympathetic, but maybe now he sees that it was a worthwhile investment. And I went to film school in Chicago, and I made my first feature film in Minneapolis, and so I've just been kind of trying to keep the ball rolling ever since then.
Have you had a favorite film that you've made so far?
I always feel like by the time I've made a movie, I've already learned and grown so much that I'm always ready to move on to the next one, and I always feel like the next one will be the best one. Yeah, I can't really pin down a favorite movie that I've made.
This film, What Children Do, it's not your first film. You've been at this for a while.
This is my second feature film. My first one was called Incredibly Small. And I've also made some short films. One was called Sea Beach Local that I shot in New York. And one was called Killing Baldacci, which was also shot in New York. And then I made a documentary about an artist in New York called Stop Telling Women to Smile. And... yeah, I mean, just a bunch of other short films that are probably of lesser note, but they're all over the internet, I think.
Well, what a fun opportunity for the festival goers. Your film is showing at the 9:30 time slot Saturday night at the Free Range Film Festival right here in Renshaw in the Big Barn. Have you been to the Free Range Film Festival?
No, my first film played there, but I didn't get a chance to go to the screening, but I saw photographs and... It looks like it'll be really fun to play a movie in a barn. I'll be at the screening on Saturday, and I think we're doing a Q&A afterwards. So I'm looking forward to hearing what questions people have about the film. We're really excited.
Well, excellent. Have a great time on Saturday, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much.
The full-length feature film What Children Do by Dean Peterson will be showing on Saturday night at 9:30 at the Free Range Film Festival in Renshaw, Minnesota. Information at KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.